Welcome to the Sunday Supplement with Billy and Sue.
Sue.
Billy.
I know that we're going to talk a little bit about something that's making us nostalgic on this edition of the Sunday Supplement, but we're not going to go back into the past. We don't repeat ourselves on the Sunday Supplement.
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 The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book. And we were talking about the Jungle Book because we were really lucky this Sunday to have Lawrence Bates join us from the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary, a brilliant resource on the island. Check them online. Great.
Yes, go to wildheartsanctuary.org.
Yeah, and find out how you can support them. Find out all about the lovely animals and how you can visit. It's well worth doing. But yes, we were talking about the because they're looking forward to being joined by two bears from Azerbaijan that they're rescuing.
Mm.
So we were talking about the Bear Necessities, the song, and it got us into talking about the Jungle Book, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And we were just thinking how much of a brilliant movie it is. And it just got me thinking more widely about your all-time favourite movies. The Jungle Book is one of those ones that I'm ashamed to say I just totally forgot even existed, and yet it's one of my childhood favourites, sir.
It is. It's a brilliant film, and the songs from it are so good, aren't they?
Oh, we love the songs, don't we? We were talking about, we need to get to the bottom of this song. You're going to have to talk to me about the lyrics again.
Well, I was telling you about my favourite, which is funny, and I was singing the verse about the pig, wasn't I, which is, a pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't give a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Thank you for that, sir.
Any time. I was going to say any time, but you'd probably rather not.
Now, sir.
Yes.
Do you know, I have listened to the music.
Mm.
I have listened to the way you eloquently just projected your voice there. And do you know, I've got to say, I can only take three people through to the live shows with me.
Oh.
And do you know, I've decided that I can't let you go. You're coming through to the live shows. You've made it through to the finals, Sue.
Have I?
You have.
I'm so excited. I feel as if I've just gone into a parallel universe, but I'm still excited.
Do you remember that, The X Factor?
Yes, I do.
That was brilliant. Do you know, they need to bring that back in its full glory. I used to love that show.
With Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Dermot O'Leary. He presents This Morning now, doesn't he?
He does, yes.
With Alison Hammond.
That's right.
Yeah. I do like a bit of daytime TV when I get the chance to watch it.
Yeah, we've strayed from the Jungle Book now to daytime TV.
Yeah, sorry. We've gone from sort of a makeshift setup of you being put through to the X Factor Live finals.
I know.
To talking about Dermot O'Leary and Alison Hammond, and now back to the Jungle Book. I do apologise. This song that we are trying to scratch our heads around, it's not the Vulture song. So if you're listening and you heard those beautiful lyrics from Sue. I'm not just saying, you did it really well. Before I ask you about your potential singing career, I was going to ask you, have you ever considered a career in singing? I know that you've previously done a marketing course. I'm just wondering if you've ever done singing lessons.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm genuinely surprised.
I don't think that will come as a surprise to many people. But I was also going to ask something else we were talking about in the show. I wonder whether pigs eat regularly hash browns.
With a what eat hash browns, sorry?
Pigs.
Pigs?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see them.
We should have asked Lawrence when he was in.
I don't see them eating them. I mean, they probably eat them in a deconstructed fashion.
They possibly do.
Onion and potato, raw.
Potato. And there are pigs at the animal sanctuary. I used to sponsor the pig there called Winston, but unfortunately Winston passed on and he's now in pig heaven.
Oh, no.
But,
Well, that's a shame.
I'm going to adopt another animal now, though, I've decided.
Well, we were looking at it earlier on, wasn't we? You can pay £50, which is less than... It's less than a fiver a month. It's just over £4 a month. And for that small price, you can make a huge difference.
Yeah, to the animal sanctuary. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yeah, well, there you go. Mm. Sue, what a cracking show. Look, there's not going to be a Sunday supplement, is there, for a few weeks, sad to say.
No, not for 2 weeks, but then there will be.
I might have to do a special one with Dave, perhaps.
Who you'll be with, yeah.
Do you know, that'd be great. We need to have a guest Sunday supplement presenter.
Yeah, why not?
I think Dave well and truly fills that spot.
He might sing to you as well.
He might do.